and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go on the 26th of June, which is almost drawing towards the close of first half of the year. Wow. I'm in a cab right now, so the noise might just not be as conducive, the background noise, so bear with that. Thank you. And let's get right to what's happening around the world. India and Portugal sign 11 pacts to boost bilateral ties. The US Supreme Court rules on Donald Trump's travel ban. Donald Trump meets Narendra Modi. Yes, Modi's in the White House as we speak. Qatar rejected demands from four Arab states. And Amazon wants to build a giant beehive for drones. First piece of the news is India-Portugal sign 11 pacts to boost bilateral ties. On the first leg of the three-nation tour, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi signed 11 bilateral tie agreements with his Portuguese counterpart Antonio Costa. Modi claimed that the agreement, ranging from science, technology, infrastructure to strategic and security ties, will boost relationships between the two nations. The leaders also announced a £64 million worth joint fund for research in science and technology. Next piece on the news is the US Supreme Court rules on Donald Trump's travel ban. Justices are expected to weigh in on the US President's attempt to restore his travel ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority countries. Remember that ban that was doing the rounds back then? All the courts are against it. Several lower courts rejected this measure, citing Trump's own tweets as evidence that it is biased against the Muslims. Donald Trump meets Narendra Modi, the Indian Prime Minister, visit the US and will begin a two-day US trip that includes a dinner at the White House, where diplomatic expectations are low. Despite a recent Trump tweet calling Modi a true friend, one Indian paper predicted it would be more awkward. They call it an awkward first date, and there's going to be very little bromance apparently. Let's see how this turns out. Qatar rejected demands from four Arab states. A Saudi-led group that includes Egypt, UAE and Bahrain wanted Qatar to close the Al Jazeera news channel, cut diplomatic ties with Iran, and close a Turkish military base. US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the demands were difficult to meet and that a lowering of rhetoric would also help ease the tension. Next piece on the news is India beat West Indies by 105 runs to defend the 300-plus record total. India defeated Windies by 105 runs in the second ODI on Sunday, taking a 1-0 lead in the 5-match ODI series. Shikhar Dhawan and Ajinkya Rahane recorded their 6th consecutive 50-plus stand in ODIs, helping India post their 96th 300-plus ODI score, the most for any team. This was India's biggest win in terms of runs against Windies in the Caribbean. 105 runs, yes. Last piece on the news is Amazon wants to build a giant beehive for drones. It's seeking a patent for multi-level fulfillment centers for unmanned aerial vehicles that could serve urban areas. Jeff Bezos always up patenting things, patenting technology before the rest of the competitors even have a chance of knowing what it is. With that news piece, I'm leaving you with No Promises by Cheat Codes in the background. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Hope you have a great start to the week, and we'll see you tomorrow same time. Promise me no promises. Oh, nah, nah. Just be careful, nah, nah. Love ain't simple, nah, nah. Promise me no promises.